Lesson 17. Corrode, corrode. Debris, debris. Elated, elated. Exploit, exploit. Leeway, leeway. Miniature, miniature. Mobile, mobile. Onset, onset. Ooze, ooze. Pathetic, pathetic. Preliminary, preliminary. Quest, quest. Restrain, restrain. Salvage, salvage. Scour, scour. Read the passage below, then complete the exercise that follows. Graveyard of the Deep. Ever since that dreadful night in 1912 when the Titanic struck an iceberg in the North Atlantic, the great ship lay undisturbed in water too deep for the wreckage to be explored, or so people thought. A scientist named Robert Ballard believed otherwise. He had served aboard a miniature three-person submarine named Alvin while in the U.S. Navy. The Titanic lay in just over 12,000 feet of water, and Alvin could descend to 13,000 feet, deep enough to reach the Titanic, with plenty of leeway. Ballard's quest for the Titanic began in 1985, after the U.S. Navy agreed to make Alvin available to him. Although he had an approximate location where the Titanic had gone down, Ballard knew he would have to scour an area several miles across to have any hope of locating the wreckage. Before he could use Alvin, he needed to make a preliminary search using video cameras operated by remote control from a surface ship. These mobile cameras were mounted on a sled that was dragged along the bottom on a 13,000-foot cable. Crew members aboard the surface ship studied the pictures from the deep on a television screen. For days, it showed nothing but the mud at the bottom of the ocean, and they grew increasingly bored. Then suddenly, pictures of scattered debris on the ocean floor appeared. But was it from the Titanic or from some other ship? When a large ship's boiler came into view, the crew members were elated. They recognized it from photographs and knew they had found the Titanic. Because the onset of winter made further operations dangerous, Ballard waited until the following year to resume his search, this time taking Alvin. From inside the tiny submarine, Ballard explored the wreck up close. The ship's hull had broken into two parts and landed right side up, almost half a mile apart. Both parts had settled in 60 feet of ooze and could never be pulled clear. No one would ever raise the Titanic. Over a two-week period, Alvin made a total of 11 descents. Ballard's most anxious moments came during his second dive when he landed on the main deck. The wooden planks that had once covered it had all been eaten away, and there was a chance that the badly corroded metal plates would collapse as Alvin settled on them. Were they to do so, Alvin could become entangled between decks, making a return to the surface impossible, and with no way for the crew of the surface ship to attempt a rescue. Those aboard the tiny submarine held their breaths, then let out sighs of relief when they saw that the metal plates had held. Ballard took many photographs, including one of a pair of empty shoes lying side by side, a pathetic reminder of those who died. He made no attempt to salvage anything from the wreck, and in a book he later wrote about his exploit, he expressed the hope that other expeditions would show similar restraint. Sad to say, other explorers did not follow his example. Within a few years, gold coins and other valuable objects from the Titanic were being offered for sale to the public. The great ship itself, however, tomb to more than 1,500 people, will remain where it is. No one will ever raise the Titanic from its watery grave.